Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two Koreas have laid out goals to end their war and ridding their peninsula of nuclear weapons. AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
When now Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met this month with Kim Jong-un, he saw a man ready to make peace.
I did get a sense that he was serious.
But Pompeo also says the North has made and broken promises in the past about denuclearizing, what the president describes as playing the U.S. like a fiddle.
This isn't like past administrations. We don't play games.
But he also says he feels a responsibility to negotiate a Korean peace deal for the world. So the main question remains, can the Kim regime be trusted? Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis says diplomats now have to work on ways to build confidence.
We are optimistic right now that there's opportunity here that we have never enjoyed since 1950.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Standing alongside Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, President Trump emphasized Iran will not be permitted to build a nuclear arsenal, even if a deal intended to prevent that scenario collapses. Merkel described the deal as anything but perfect. The new U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says no decision has been made on whether President Trump will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, adding that negotiations are ongoing. At his first news conference in his new job, Pompeo spoke in Brussels at a meeting of NATO foreign ministers one day after he was sworn in.
I did come straight away. I was sworn in yesterday afternoon, hopped on a plane and came straight here. There's good reason for that. The work that's being done here today is invaluable.
And from Brussels, he heads to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. This is VOA News.